If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Angela Yee, and you know what time it is. It's time for lip service. I got my girl Gigi McGuire with me, Stephanie Santiago, and tonight we have Kaylin Garcia in the studio. Now, Kaylin is known for being Joe Budden's girlfriend. She's also an expert twerker, and she's also going to be on Couples Therapy with Joe Budden. So she's going to give up some goods today. A lot of things about her that I don't know that we are going to find out, and she's going to be very open. And can you believe she's never had an orgasm through penetration? All right, check it out. Lip service. What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Gigi McGuire.
And Kaylin Garcia.
That's right, and it's lip service. Kaylin jumped right into it.
Yes, girl. Usually our guests be a little timid. They'd be like, oh, wow, you guys did that really good.
Like, I'm like, dang, I didn't prepare for this. I didn't know what was key.
No, there's no preparation.
Oh, okay.
We don't even know what we're about to ask you.
Oh, shit.
You can never prepare for lip service.
You know how we prepare? We get here a little early. We have a drink. And we talk about what's going on in our lives, like during this past week, because we see each other every week. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about different things that are of interest. Like today, Gigi was talking about one of her friends that caught her boyfriend cheating. Oh. Tell this story, Gigi, because this is funny.
She stole his car.
Wait, who stole it?
She caught her boyfriend with another girl. She went to the location where they were at. His friend was outside in the car. She took the car keys from him and said, tell the nigga to come outside. And when he came outside, she beat him up and then she left. And then when he went in the house, she came back and stole the car and left with the car. So he was looking for the car for like the whole day. It was just a whole big thing.
So he wasn't going to call the cops on her?
No. And then a week later, update, she put a tracking device in his car.
But mind you, she caught him cheating and she's still with him.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy over him. I think he has like platinum penis.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Diamond,
because he can do like any diamond encrusted. Like he could do anything, and she'll like beat him up and go crazy and cut him off.
But then she must love her too.
And then she'd be like, "Don't judge me, friend. I'm going back." And I'd be like, "Girl, no judgment.
I'm going back.
Don't judge me, friend. I'm going back."
But the crazy thing is that she'll beat him up and he'll take her back.
Yeah.
Because, right. I don't think a woman should ever put hands on a man.
Stephanie's like, but I have.
A lot of times.
I don't think I should.
But I don't think you should, because you're looking to get hit back.
Listen, I always make that my rule. I don't put my hands on nobody. Like, and this guy that I was dating told me, he was like, listen, my mom always told me that if you ever have to put your hands on a woman, you don't need to be with her. Period.
I put my hands on my ex, my first ex one time, but that was because he was bothering me, and that was, like, right after he cheated. So I was like, you got some nerve to fucking irk my nerves. Like, so I slapped him.
And what'd he do?
He started crying, and then he was like,
hit me again.
He said, like, hit me again.
I hit you again. I feel bad that I just hit you. What are you talking
about? I'm sorry.
So he liked it. So it kind of backfired on you.
I don't know.
Backfired.
I don't know, but yeah, that I only hit that one time.
But see, now, what if it was the other way around, and you cheated on him, and you was mouthing off, and he smacked you?
What?
See, now, that's the problem.
No, I would have to fight. Like, what are you talking about?
Will you call the cops?
I would fight him and then call the cops.
Because some people think it's taboo to call the cops on a guy.
Fight him and then call the cops.
You would? Have you ever called the cops on somebody?
No, not me. I haven't. Because I'm a little psycho. So if a guy hits me, I'm going to like hit him back. I'm going to chase him with a hammer. I'm going to hit him in the head with a bottle or something like that.
A bottle.
Yeah. Like if the cops come, they're probably going to ask him if he wants to press charges.
Yeah.
This could result in death.
Yeah. That's why you just got to stay away from the abuse.
Stay away from the cops.
And the cops.
Gigi, have you ever called the cops on
girl,
a guy?
Hell no.
Because the code of the street is that you are not supposed to call the
not
cops.
Not only that, y'all know what my criminal history is.
If
they
I'm hitting him and
he's
taking a toll on me and beating the shit out of me, I'm going to continue to fight back and then call the cops.
Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Fuck that shit.
Because listen, I was thinking about this because the other day, right, people were arguing about Orlando Andrea and supposedly, you know, he had to get a restraining order against her. Oh. Because she pepper sprayed him, she was throwing things at him, throwing books at him, threw his clothes in the pool. And I kind of have to feel like I understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because
what'd he do?
That's what I was about to ask. What'd he do?
He had her out.
Some fucked up shit.
Nah, but I think they were breaking up and, you know, they were living together. So it's kind of hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. But I understand it because as a man and an NFL player, you don't want to put your hands on a woman because your career is over after that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what am I supposed to do? Call the cops, get a restraining order, get her out of here because I don't want a woman to make me want to feel like I have to defend myself and put my hands on you and now I'm going to end up in trouble and you're not.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the smartest smartest move for him to make.
Imagine. Nobody ever called the cops on you, Steph?
For him to make
yes. Yes.
You know,
I don't want to talk about my ex-boyfriend anymore on lip service.
Right. Listen, don't you read them comments, girl. Don't you read them comments. The comments, you know you got to bring your ex-boyfriend up a couple of times.
It only takes Stephanie 2 minutes to bring up her ex.
How long has it been? All right, go ahead.
It's been like two.
So he called the cops on you?
Yeah, a couple times, man. But we're not going to talk about that.
No, you got to tell us what
I've
happened.
Never had the cops call
no,
me.
No, and it's not only him that called the cops on me. The neighbors would call the cops. And then the cops would come and be like, do you want to press charges on her? Because he'll be leaking and I look like an angel. I'm like, I didn't do anything.
They know you did. And you know you crazy.
But he never pressed charges on me. One time they took me away because I was acting crazy. Mm-hmm. But they didn't arrest me. They put me in a mental hospital.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Worse. What the fuck were you?
Much worse. Zuma, I would have rather get arrested. Right. Nah, because I was going crazy. I was going crazy on everybody and he didn't want to press charges on me. So he was like, you know what?
You
she's
going
bipolar.
Crazy for?
And we were having a fight.
Clearly.
I can't remember what we were fighting about.
I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, I don't. And like, we had so many fights and we would turn like the littlest thing into something so huge. So I don't know. We could have been fighting about crayons
or
something.
This is your last boyfriend?
Not my last boyfriend.
Your baby daddy?
My baby daddy.
Oh, your baby daddy.
My
father's in a best relationship.
Yeah. Telling me some stories.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, I mean, he and I are good friends now.
Well, Kaylin, you know everybody thinks you have a crazy boyfriend.
What?
Everybody thinks you have a crazy boyfriend.
What boyfriend?
You know, Joe Budden, because y'all are on couples therapy, to be on couples therapy, trying to work through your issues. So, you know, in our minds, that's your boyfriend. Like, y'all broke up, got back together, He's at your birthday party, y'all hanging out.
Damn, back then.
You must like crazy a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Enough.
I don't know, maybe it's just like
enough
a challenge. I don't know, but he's not like my boyfriend. I'm single.
I like you guys together. You guys are fun.
Yeah, we have dope chemistry, but I don't think like right now. It's just come on, y'all. I'm trying to just.
I don't think right now it's gonna work out.
No, right now I'm just like working on
Did you ever think he was the one?
I, you know what? At first, I didn't believe in, like, having kids or being married or anything like that. And he was probably the first one to actually change my mind and, like, when I had a kid. And for me to even just go there, that's a big step.
But you were super young, though, when you guys got together.
Yeah, super, super, super young. But, you know, I'm young, you dumb, you make mistakes. Like, I'm just figuring out myself. Like, I'm only 23 years old. Like, I'm
you're a baby.
You are young.
Like, I'm going through, I'm still growing in, you know.
Life.
In life, just like everybody else. Just, like, in the public eye, kind of.
And Joe, how old is Joey?
Well, he like 35, 34, 35.
Yeah, so he got a little more experience on his hands.
You know what he doing.
You know what he's doing.
But I'm sure, listen, after that exposure, a lot of guys try to holler at you, clearly. I've heard some stories about guys trying to holler at you, showing up at the club, you know, giving you presents, walking out. Now, we were talking about this earlier. Should you accept a present from somebody that you don't like at all?
Like, what if they have a tracking device in it or something?
No. Like, what if somebody comes up to you in a club, like somebody you've met before, but he's completely unattractive, but he walks up to you in a club and he gives you a diamond bracelet?
Well, I don't want to be like rude and disrespectful and just throw it away.
So you would accept it? Because sometimes I feel like it's hard to accept a present from somebody if you know you don't like them, because then that kind of leaves the door open.
So what are you going to say? Like, I don't want to accept this gift? Mm-hmm. You say that? You could say
I mean, you could be like, no thanks, I don't want it.
You could say that. You
I'm not going to say no to any gift. I'm sorry.
I'm like,
so wait, Gigi.
I like gifts.
So you're saying no matter what, if somebody gives you a gift, I'll take it, even if he's going to harass you and annoy the shit out of you.
There's a such thing on the iPhone called block this caller.
Right.
Social media too. Block.
But then don't you feel bad taking something from somebody that you know you don't like?
No.
But if he says, okay, this is a gift.
A gift is a gift.
It's a gift. It's
a gift.
But listen, all those gifts come with strings attached. Like, if a guy gives you something.
How much deeper than could he think it's going to get? Like, it's not going to get that much deeper.
I think it depends on how the gift is received. You know, like if a guy who doesn't like you gives you a call and says, hey, what's your size? I'm at Saks. I'm about to buy you a pair of shoes.
OMG.
Then, I mean, if you don't like them, you say no. You know what I mean? That's, but if someone comes, you know, if someone sends a gift, exactly, if someone sends a gift to your job or to your home, or if someone shows up at an appearance that you're at and gives you a gift, yeah, take it. I don't think there's
this
anything
guy would be a gift.
I got mad gifts and teddy bears and flowers and shit.
Well, yeah. Teddy bears and flowers, that's nothing. I'm talking about
gifts.
No, like,
we're talking about gifts.
See, the problem is guys give gifts and then they expect stuff in return. Let me tell you, I had a guy recently. It was actually his birthday and he was in the mall. And I'm like, oh, you shopping for your birthday fit? And he like, nah, it just so happened to be my birthday and I'm in the mall. I'm like, all right, well, that's cool. If that's the case, then buy me something if it's not about your birthday. Like, I need some jeans. I wear 29, right?
Oh, jeez.
29.
He buys the jeans. And then it wasn't his birthday when he gave me the jeans. It was like a couple days later. So he gave me the jeans. We was out, whatever. Cool. And then at night, I get a text like, can I stay with you tonight? Nigga, what? For some jeans?
Come on, man.
Guess what? He's blocked. He's blocked.
I now, need a couple more.
What if it's like some page denim, like some $160 denim? Nigga, be on that.
Come on.
But now, what if he bought you something, say, that was $10,000 and sent you that text?
A Rolex.
Would you accept that? And would you say...
I wouldn't fuck for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Not saying that you're fucking for it, but you might... Like, I feel
if
like
you
sometimes...
Fuck for it, if you having sex, that's an exchange.
You selling
that's,
pussy.
Fair exchange is no robbery, ladies. Let's not forget.
That's
but I also feel like if you accept a gift that's $10,000, that must mean you must really... Like, that's a huge deal.
I don't think I've ever accepted a gift.
I haven't either.
You know, but what if somebody came to you, like, here, like Gigi?
$5,000, but I still didn't fuck them.
Right. Well, not that you're obligated to, but you can't block somebody that just bought you something for $5,000. I mean, you can.
You can,
but it's kind of fucked up. Like, then you shouldn't
have taken
it.
I mean, he only got blocked because he asked to stay with me that night. Like,
and it wasn't no $10,000 gift. Yeah.
It was a $160 pair of jeans.
What happened? I didn't want to date him, and then he's like, but wait, let me take you shopping. I was like, okay, you gonna take me shopping.
I told you I don't want to date you. You still want to take me shopping. Let's go.
He still took me shopping, and then I still said no. I'm sorry, peace out. But I told him no. I said, I'm sorry. I said, no. He goes, but no, let me just take you shopping. I'm like, okay. I'm a girl. I'm not going to freaking.
Right, and that's his fault. Now, if you already told him no ahead of time.
I told you no already. Don't sit here and try to say I'm a gold digger. And I'm, no, you offered that.
I didn't ask you to take me shopping.
My favorite designer bag that I own, it's about a $10,000 bag. It's a Chanel Jumbo. And the guy who gave me that bag, I've never even met him. I've never had sex with him. What? I swear on my kids.
Where are you meeting these men, Stephanie?
No way, she never met them. Paris. So how did this happen?
In Paris.
I was in Paris. I was in Paris. I went on my own dime. I went to hang out with my boss. At the time, I was a personal assistant. He was married to my sister. So us three went to Paris.
You were the third wheel.
Yeah, but check it out. I got my own hotel room. It ended up being like a rinky-dink, whack hotel in Paris on the corner of some street corner. It was crazy.
Not as romantic as it might have sounded.
So my friend, exactly, as you might picture Paris. So my friend is like, oh, no, I know this guy. He's like a soccer player. I'll hook you up with him. He'll take care of you the whole time. He's in the south of France. Don't worry about it. So I'm like, okay. So I just start texting the guy. He's like, where are you staying? I'm like, oh, I'm here. He was like, oh, no, I'm going to put you in a 5-star hotel for my whole stay. Right. I never met the guy still to this day. I still haven't met him to this day. He paid for my hotel for 10 days. I was in Paris for 10 days.
Damn.
And we were just like talking, like kicking it, like, oh, how's your trip? And he was like, I was like, oh, I came to Paris to buy a Chanel bag from a consignment shop. Because I wanted it straight from Paris. I just said that to him. And he was like, what bag? He was like, which one? He sent me a picture of the bag. It's the Chanel Jumbo. He was like, this bag? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly the bag that I want. And I swear on everything I love, he sent it to my hotel. The concierge came with the bag. I almost passed out.
I would have passed out.
I almost passed out. Stephanie, and I swear to this day, I have not met the guy.
What am I doing wrong? Okay.
Do you have his Instagram? What is
I speak to him sometimes. I haven't been in touch with him.
You bought your $10,000 bag and you speak to him sometimes.
Okay, for a 5-star
This is a
hotel.
True story. This is a true story. But I mean, I've been in a relationship for the past year, so I haven't spoken to him really, and I changed my number. But before that, like, we would just talk regular. Like, he didn't even care. Like, the guy is so rich. He didn't even care.
What does he look like, though? Is he attractive? Keep it real.
He's good looking. He's dark skin, but I like that. I really like dark skin. And I like light skin. I like dark skin.
I like anything. Not anything.
As long as you're good looking.
I like dark skin. I like light skin.
No,
I like
because dark skin and light skin people can be good looking. And you could get an ugly motherfucker that's light skin and an ugly motherfucker that's dark skin. Right. So...
But you're saying he is good. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give him?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give him a 7.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay, so is that including personality?
With personality, 6.5.
He has a bad personality?
He doesn't have a bad personality, but he acts like he's rich.
I thought he said he was rich?
No, he acts like it. He is rich. He's extremely rich.
Oh, but he's like one of those non-humble type people.
He's like Hermes, Balmain, whatever, all of that. I don't care. Like, that's the type of guy he is. He's a flashy guy, and I don't like that. Right. I like my guys to be low key. Yeah.
You like a hood nigga.
I like thug niggas.
I like guys who get their money on the street.
Exactly. You know you like guys who are going to jail soon.
True story. Real talk.
I just want a guy that's just
aww.
But Kaylin, you are still only 23 years old.
I know.
Is it very intimidating for guys when they meet you to try to talk to you?
Yeah.
What works?
If you can make me laugh and like hold a great conversation, like that's dope. Like that's cool to kick it with. Like, mm-hmm. But right now I'm just not really looking for anybody, like, or trying to entertain.
And that's when, and that's when he's gonna come.
I do entertain friendships.
Mm-hmm. When you're not looking, that's when they fall into your lap.
Yeah. But what about sex? You don't need sex often?
Girl, Pornhub.com.
You feel me?
We just had this conversation earlier.
Let me just tell you. Hold on. I was trying to date somebody, right? Well, I was dating somebody, and then I had to drop it because he couldn't make me come, right?
So,
oh, my gosh.
So I had to drop it.
That's unfortunate. That's sad.
Then... it was just like, after that, I was just like, done. Like, I was just like, man, fuck that shit. Like, why am I having sex? Like, what's the point of having sex if one person is only benefiting? And it's like, I'm not flying 5 hours and 24 minutes to see you for no fucking reason. Like,
that's cross country, dude.
That's LA or Vegas.
Yeah, LA or
Vegas. What's up? Get yours and I get mine.
It don't work like that.
But I'm cooking for you and your homeboys. Stop it.
You can't teach a guy how to make you come?
I just feel like, why I gotta teach somebody to do something?
I feel like if you're 28 like an under, I'll teach you, no problem. But once you're hitting that 30, 35 mark from there, like, you should know what to do. It's a little frustrating to teach a guy. And I'm not going to lie. I've taught almost every single guy I've had sex with how to eat pussy. I swear.
But it is true that if I go down the line right here, right now, right, I'm sure all of us like our pussy eating differently.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm a little rough. We've had that conversation.
Yes. Some things that I don't like, and I like some things that you don't like.
All right, let's run down the line. Gigi,
I like,
how you like your pussy ate?
Wet. I like it sloppy. I like to use the whole mouth and the lips and the tongue and suck on it and all of that.
Yeah,
like,
what
go
she said.
In. Put your whole face in it. Don't be scared and just use the tip of your tongue.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I need you to go all the way terrible. In. And guess what you can keep? You can keep them fingers to yourself. I don't need you fingering me while your tongue is on
I
me.
I can't wait to reach me. Hold
on. What about fingers in your butt while they do it?
Oh, you can put your finger in my butt all day.
All day.
Just I'll take the gum.
Kayla, what do you like?
Well, hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put my juice in it. So, it's the kissing on the side first. The inner thighs.
Oh, I love that,
too. The tease. The anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Then you go right between the booty.
The taint.
Damn, man.
What?
Ass is a freak. I don't know.
No, that's for guys.
It's paint or whatever that is. Then you just, you know, you take your tongue, you work it up slowly, do the tongue first, and then you do the full tongue. You know how they do this first? And then they do the...
You guys have to see the hand motion.
Yeah, this is a hand motion.
You have to describe it for people listening.
Dang, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more like...
Look at that flick of the tongue.
Gradually just yeah. goes like that, and then it vibrates and all that. Nice.
What about you,
Anne? No, but I do like the fingers. How do you not like the fingers in your vagina?
I don't know. It distracts me from
I agree with Gigi. I don't really like fingers in my vagina. Well.
While he's... eating you out?
I don't.
Yeah, that no. just makes it, that enhances it. Like,
yes, what do you like then, Angie? What do you like?
This feels like a gynecological exam.
So what do you like?
I want
like
my pussy ate, not a pap smear.
Well, first of all, I would say this. I like it nice and gentle, and I like consistency. Like, sometimes a guy will be doing something, and then you'll be like, okay, I'm about to come, and then
perfect.
He'll switch.
And he'll stop. And,
and then you're like,
oh,
why the fuck did you just switch?
That has happened before.
Oh, that's the worst.
I get so mad.
Right, they're like doing, and then all of a sudden they do something else, and you're like, okay, it was going great a minute ago. Now we got to start back over.
And it takes like, it's like super, super, super like, it's mental.
It is very mental.
So it's like, you got to concentrate to come.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know how sometimes with guys, they concentrate not to come? I feel like sometimes we have to concentrate to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, guys would be like, let me think about something else. I don't want to come. For us, we have to focus on busting it next, let me think about everything. Yeah,
let me get it in before he gets
all the sexual shit.
Because
I got to think about that porn I was having.
And I was like,
only one time?
Well, I've never came through penetration.
Oh, really?
I've only came through, like,
oral
sex. Yeah.
Well, I like to get my pussy eaten. I like a lot of clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. I like teeth. I like
you
for
like
it
teeth?
To be sucked hard. Yeah, I like,
oh, like
you
that.
Have to make this sound on my clit.
On the clit, yes.
Yeah. And like Gigi said, you gotta use your whole mouth.
See,
but
that's
I
what
want
I mean.
Fingers.
Every woman
like,
is so
there's
different.
A water spot inside the vagina. I want you to hit the water spot. I want you to pull your hand out. I want to squirt.
It's like water
all
boarding.
Of that.
Hey, you're a squirter?
She's yeah, definitely I squirt. A squirter.
Okay, so how did you find out that you were? Because I think I am, but I don't know.
Have you squirted?
I mean, I've never squirted before, but every time I felt like I needed to, like, pee, I think that that's the squirt. But I don't
and
know.
And then you got nervous.
I mean, gotta pee.
So like, you got nervous and held it in.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's like...
Nah, just relax, girl. Let it go.
I was about to say, you need to, because, you know, when you
if
squirt,
it's
urine.
I figured out I was
it's
a
like
squirter when I was a
urine.
Teenager.
So you might be about to squirt. You should probably
but
let it happen.
But guys, what if he's like... What
he's
going to
love
this?
It.
I think
no, guys love it. It's so nasty, and they love it.
I've never squirted, but I would assume that it's flattering. Every man that I've ever known has said that they love.
Oh, they feel like
to make
a
woman. Yeah, it makes them feel fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's messy.
It's a big eagle stroke to these guys.
No, but fingers, the fingers, like there's a spot, guys. There's a spot.
Notice every time she does that, she used two.
Yeah, it's two fingers.
You know the spot.
And you can feel it. Yeah, it's behind the wall of your clitoris. Yeah, exactly. It's behind the wall. And you can feel it. It's like a bubble.
That's your G-spot.
Yeah, it's a woman's G-spot. The male G-spot is in
the anus.
Their ass. And the woman's, ours is right behind there. And like you could tap it. Like if you dig in there, if you find it, just hit it while you're sucking the clit and it'll make the girl squirt for sure.
She's like a doctor. Oh my God.
Look, she's nice. It's really nice.
Kaylin's about to squirt right now. Yeah.
Now you said we talked about the G spot for a man being in his asshole. Mm-hmm. Have you ever put your fingers in a guy's asshole?
No.
Would you? What if he asked you to?
No, you better go somewhere else with that bullshit.
We can tell she's 23.
I'm not even doing. Yeah, go ahead and tell.
No, but girl, you'd be surprised. You'd some be guys surprised. Really love that.
They give you that nudge.
And let me tell you,
if I'm able to put my motherfucking fingers in your asshole, that opens the gates for you to
be gay.
No.
Your fingers
Here's the thing. Let me tell you, the first time you do it, it's going to be a little awkward, but you feel like the man when you're doing it. Like, you feel like, this is my bitch.
Now, she doesn't want to feel like the man, and he doesn't want her to feel like the man.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's that type of party.
You have a different,
going
on.
You feel good.
Like, I like to put my fingers empowering. In a guy's ass.
You feel like
I haven't done it in a long time.
Bitch, my finger is in your booty. What you going to
do?
I got all the power
right
now.
I'm sucking the dick. Like, you're sucking the dick with the fingers in the ass. It makes you feel like you're just in control of the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, I'm 23, so I'm still learning how to do everything.
I don't. Not every guy likes that.
She's gonna squirt on him and she's gonna stick her fingers in that. She's gonna finger fuck him in the butt.
Forget the fingers in the butt. I think you should explore your vagina to squirt. You should do it.
Well, I haven't had sex in a minute, so maybe once I have.
No,
sex
when you
again,
do, think
then
about it.
I'll explore. Maybe explore that.
No,
you haven't had sex in a minute. See, now I'm waiting to watch you on VH1 Couples Therapy. In my head, you guys are in that house having sex while you're filming the show. Is that bad?
No, I didn't have sex with him at all, surprisingly.
What?
What?
That's crazy.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
Willpower.
I had to hold my own because I was like, you know what? This is like the biggest challenge for me. So I have to go through with it. Like, because that's my weak spot with him, too.
I was about to say, and of course he tried, right?
You know, like,
he was on it. He wanted it.
Yeah, of course.
Would you say he's the best you ever had? Second best? Third?
No, I'm kidding.
One of the.
Sorry, Joe.
Top five.
Is he in your fave five?
I had one guy that he was good, that he almost made me come. And then, you know, Joe's good. Joe knows what he's doing. He's not like a,
pro.
He's not a slouch, though.
But he knows what he's doing. Like,
right. He's had sex before.
Right. Hello. I mean, let's pull out the list or anything.
Could you be with a guy that you know has been with, like, so many other women? Because there's a lot of guys out there that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But as a woman, I feel like we're okay with that. Like, it feels like we accept it.
If a woman is a hoe, I mean, everybody got to get wifed up. Like, I mean, everybody, there's love for everybody. So what does it matter if, you know, the
body
count?
But I'm saying, does it bother you with the guy? Like, oh, my God, you fucked her too and her. And I know her.
It would bother probably to the point, like, of, like, trust, like, you know, there. But, like, I don't know.
Have you ever been a mistress? That's another thing that we were talking about.
No, let me hold up. Can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a story real quick. Skirt. So, oh my God.
What?
So I was dating this dude and we were dating for like 7 months. And then I found out he was married.
Whoa.
I was like, what the?
That happened to me too.
I'm like, what do you mean?
How did he get away with that for 7 months?
And then he tried to say, no, but we're divorced and da da da. And I'm like, no, you weren't, because I had like evidence, like in proof.
What was your evidence and proof?
Which I'm not going to say.
Instagram?
No.
Twitter? Facebook?
No.
She had paperwork.
So it was just.
You said you went through his phone, it was just his email? Like,
no, it wasn't even. I'm not even going to tell you how I got the information, because it was something so simple, but I'm not going to say. But sorry, I have to I have to be one of those people who tell the half ass story.
The tan on his wedding finger.
Oh. No, but then they're like, the tan line. And I was just so like mad, like upset, like damn, like why couldn't you just tell me from jump? Like that's just hurtful. Like, you know, we was rocking for a couple months.
What guys don't realize is that if they give you, if they keep it 100 married and they tell you twins, what it is actually, from the beginning and give you that option to decide to be involved in a situation, then the situation might end up a whole lot better than if he lies from the beginning. These guys don't understand that keeping it real sometimes will get you further than trying to lie.
Well, you've been a mistress, Gigi.
I have.
And knowingly.
I have.
All right, so talk about that.
What about it? I've been wanting him to fuck his... I've been wanting him to fuck his boy.
Wait, you want him to what?
Being a mistress. When I was a mistress.
When I was a mistress.
When I was a mistress. He would always try to claim, like, it was all about me and, like, he slept with his wife but didn't have sex with her. And I just be like, nigga, stop lying. Go fuck your wife.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And I do the fun part.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he gonna cheat with somebody. Sorry it has to be me.
For me, the only time I didn't mind being a side bitch is when I had a boyfriend. Because you're the side nigga already, so I don't care. Do whatever you want. You have a kid, you have a wife.
And it's kind of safer that
right,
way.
Because I have one too.
It's
guess
safer
what?
That way
you
because...
You have all the fun, mm-hmm. and you have all of the good times, and the dates, and the trips,
I feel
and the
like,
gifts.
And
he can have the stress
Virgin...
at home.
You feel like what?
Virgin Mary or like a nun or something. Like, well, I never been.
I unknowingly got with the guy who was married. But, That's how that was your story, Caitlin. But you said as long as you're in a relationship, you're okay.
No, that's the only time I didn't mind. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm at this time in my life. I don't want to have sex with a guy who has a girlfriend. I'm amazing. Like there's so
I know that's
many.
Right.
You know, girl. There's so many men. There's so many single men more, you know, out in the world. And I'm, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to pick. So child. Why on earth
basically,
would I
that angel fish throw it back?
Yeah, exactly. If why would I be with a guy who has a girl? Like that doesn't make
but
any
Gigi,
sense.
But Gigi, what are the benefits to being a mistress?
You don't have to deal with all of the stress. You get the good times. You right. get the fun dates. You get the gifts. You get the good sex, and then he can go home and deal with all of his stress with his wife.
So you're just looking. Right. You're just looking like, what are you getting? Like, out of the situation. Like,
what have I gotten out of the situation?
Yeah, you're not doing it now.
No, I'm not a mistress
doing
right
it
now.
For like
but
love.
She's done
you're
it.
Just doing no. it to get something out of him, like money or whatever?
Whatever comes, yeah. Fun times.
Oh,
trips.
Okay.
Money, no, I mean, gifts, the only time I didn't mind for a guy I'm messing with to have a girl is when I have my man. So I don't really care what you're doing because you cannot be public about what we're doing because
it's
I
got
to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the only time. But now, you know, being single, if I meet a guy or even a guy I previously dated and he's like, oh, you know, my girl. I'm like, listen, just lose my number. Like, I don't have time
for this.
There's
a difference between a girlfriend and a wife, though.
Yeah, there is a difference between a girlfriend and a wife. But either way, like, if, like, please, 9 out of 10 times, your girlfriend is trash compared to me. So,
so is the wife.
Like, you got your girlfriend, stay over there. Or I'll find somebody who thinks I'm amazing, like you think your girlfriend is amazing. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm good. Like I don't want to date anybody. I don't want to have sex with anybody, even if I just want an episode one night because I just feel like having an episode. I don't want to be with a guy who has a girlfriend.
But what do you think about one night stands? Since you said have an episode one night, what
Man,
do you think
let
about
me tell you.
A guy? I had a conversation about this actually earlier today. Where mm-hmm. a guy was telling me, listen, I don't like when girls play games. I don't think it's such a big deal if we meet. And we fuck, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know why people make it such a big deal. Women think, oh, I can't sleep with you right away because he's going to look at me differently. I have to wait this many days. I have to wait this many dates until I sleep with him. He's like, it don't matter.
Honestly, I think if the chemistry is there, you can have sex whenever you want. You can meet a guy the first day and have sex, or you can make him wait 3 months. If the chemistry is there, it's there. My ex-boyfriend, I know everybody's tired of hearing about me and my ex-boyfriends.
Number three.
But my rebound boyfriend, after I broke up with my son's father, we had sex the same day we met. Like, we knew each other for 4 hours and we ended up being together for 2 years. So,
right.
You know, it's just if the chemistry's there, it's there. Like, you make it. What if you make a guy wait 3 months
And then the dick is trash.
And the dick is trash. Mm. Or your pussy is trash. Mm. It's 3 months wasted. There's only 12 months in a year.
3 months. She said 3 months. Like, it was super long. Season.
Like, damn.
But you know what I told him? I said, well, listen, there's been a lot of times that I've gone on like dates with people that I never ended up with. And I'd be like, thank God I ain't fuck him. And I do feel like that. Sometimes I feel like I have to somewhat know you. And feel comfortable with you.
No, I agree.
I've had my share. I'm good. Like, of men and women, I'm good.
Oh. Oh, you are bisexual.
She's had a share of men and women.
Interesting.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever, like, thought about, like, maybe just being lesbian?
I have, but it's like...
Dick.
It's like... It's like pretty much the same shit. Like, really.
It's the same shit.
It doesn't matter, like, if it's stress. Penis or vagina. It's the same shit.
Being in a relationship is stressful.
It's a relationship.
Yeah, like, when I had a girlfriend, she cheated on me with my best friend's ex-boyfriend.
What? Oh. Sheesh.
She was a hoe.
That's, I hope you beat her ass for that shit.
So what kind of women do you like?
I'm like, whatever. I don't really have, like, a preference. Like, you could be a girl or, like.
You like AJ?
Like, hold up.
What's the girl name? Ruby Rose.
Oh, everybody
loves her.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Orange is the New Black?
Oh.
The new one,
man,
with the short hair?
I watched the first season. I couldn't keep up.
Oh, no, she's on the new season.
I'm still trying to keep up.
I only watched the first season.
She's hot.
I need to get up on my show.
Yeah, she's on the new season. Damn. And she's like really androgynous looking. I don't know if I said that word right, but you know what I mean.
Androgynous.
And she has that whole thing going, but she's really pretty in the face. Hot. And she's like, kind of looks like a boy, but doesn't. Yeah, she's like sexy.
I'm so fake gay. Like, I'm fake gay. I've never eaten pussy in my life.
No,
I've
not
had
that
a couple
gay.
Girls eat my pussy a few times.
What?
I'm fake gay. I've had sex with girls, but I never put pussy in my mouth.
Pause.
Ever.
My hand is raised. Before it was, oh, I let a girl eat my pussy once. Now it's, oh,
no,
I let
a girl eat
a couple times.
A couple times. Yeah. I caught myself in a couple
times.
Not just once. I've been with girls. My sex life has been amazing.
Now, what if a guy came in here and said, listen, I'm fake gay. I've let a couple guys suck my dick.
There's no such thing as a guy being fake gay.
Kelly's face is crazy.
If a guy does anything with another guy, he's gay.
She was like, what?
If a guy does anything sexual with another guy, he's gay.
It's not fair.
There's no faking it. Only girls can fake it.
I think guys can be bisexual just like girls can be bisexual.
They can be bisexual.
But I don't want to date
a bisexual
man.
I wouldn't date a bisexual man.
Me either.
You gay, you gonna like what you like. Go ahead, go do that.
Even though I'm not gonna lie, there was a point in my life where I thought it was really, really sexy to see another man suck a dick.
Yeah, I like gay porn.
I thought that was sexy. But I mean, right now I'm like into like lesbian porn and anal
transgender porn.
Transgender always.
I think it would totally turn me off to see a guy with like man cum dripping out of his mouth.
Oh, come on, Angela, you took it too far.
Ew.
Something about it doesn't sit right with me.
Ew. Man cum dripping out of his mouth.
You would think that's sexy?
No, I'm telling you, there was a time that that would be the porn that I would watch to make me cum.
Gay
porn. I swear, gay porn. I used to love to see a man. I thought it was really sexy to see a man sucking a dick. But at this point right now, today, I'm not into that right now.
Like, baby, it's my birthday.
No, and I was in a relationship at the time. I was in a relationship when I was into that. And, you know, he and I were like best friends. So I told him, I was like, babe, I think this is really hot. And he was like, you know what? I think you need counseling.
I was about to say that he snapped the fuck out on you because he should have.
He was so tight because
he was like, you know what, for Valentine's Day, you know what I'm going to do for you? Call another guy over here.
I wouldn't.
And then he tried to hit me with that.
You guys watch midget porn?
I've never
watched midget porn.
I watched midget porn.
How was that?
It was cool. Like,
is it on like Pornhub?
Yeah, girl.
I'm sure they have
it. I'm going to watch me some midget porn.
It's actually on my phone, like, as soon as you
By
hit
the
Safari.
Way, that word, you're not supposed to say midget. You're supposed to say little people.
Little people
porn.
Listen, I have a little person that works for me at the club. And when I tell you, every guy on the staff, every guy that, like, comes in and asks about her, they're all like, oh, yeah, I would fuck her. I would fuck the shit out that little girl, out that little midget. And she,
it's like a freak show. Like men, I guess men.
They all say it. They all say like, yeah, I would hit that. I would definitely fuck.
I saw a midget. Little person. And she was small. She was thick.
Yeah, that's it. They're solid.
Fat asses and thick thighs.
There's a set of twins in Dallas. They're strippers, and it's a set of twins in Dallas. They're like really, really small for small people.
Wait, they're a stripper team.
Mm-hmm. They're twins. Holy. They have really cute faces and. They have really cute faces and fat asses, and they're like this big, and they wear like long weaves.
Do they work at Vanity Fair?
No, they work in Dollar. I try to get them to come to the club. They're scared to travel or some shit. I heard like they don't accept bookings, but they work at Dallas Gentlemen's Club. I think
they must make great money.
Where are they from?
Girl, Dallas.
The strip club scene in Houston and like in Texas, it's just it's crazy.
I know, but if they knew how much money they can get traveling, girl.
I'm about to manage them.
Girl, you already know.
So, Kaylin, so you eat pussy and everything.
Yes, I do.
Now, has a girl ever squirted on your face?
No.
Would that turn you on, you think?
I don't know. Like, I mean, it would have to just be like an in-the-moment type of thing for me to find out. Because I never did that shit before. I don't even know how to do that shit
before. Because I'm just trying to let you know, like, if you did it, a guy probably would be turned on, just like you might be turned on if a girl squirted in your face.
Oh. I mean, I don't even know how to even, like, work that muscle. So a guy would have to do that for me to find out, like, to...
It's really easy to work that muscle, but there's like this porn. It's like Squirt Girl, and she like squirts on the girls, and they never look happy about it. Uh-huh. I don't think I would like that.
Nobody wants to get.
I don't think I would like that.
Like, hey, get it out.
I don't want to get squirted.
I swear, they're always like.
Listen,
I don't do the whole squirting thing, but I know like I do it good.
I think it's good for a man and a woman to do. I don't think I would.
But you guys
good.
Don't mind when guys come on your face.
I want a guy to come on my face.
Don't come on my back.
Come on my face.
I'd rather a nigga come in my throat.
I used to have a problem with that, but I think I'm opening up to it.
To come on your back?
To come on like
come on me anywhere.
My body, period.
No, I love it. I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want it. I want you to come on me.
Wait. That's you have like, a problem with people coming on your back?
Yeah, I had a problem, and then I was like, I'm just starting like. You know,
I don't like when guys come on my body too much either. Either like my face, inside my pussy, like or in my mouth.
Your face is part of your body.
That's the top three, definitely.
No, top three. Guess what? On my face.
That's their top three too. While you at it?
Or am
I
pussy?
Honest, I'm single. I don't know. Like I just.
Nah. Are you abstinent?
Yes, I'm not having. I'm not fucking.
For how long?
I'm not fucking.
Well, the person was.
What?
Damn. Yeah, Joe was the last person I had sex with.
Joey's the last person?
Yeah.
Aw, honey. No, I mean...
No, but I had sex with two other
you
guys.
You sounded like Samantha.
I know.
No, me and Kaylin go way back to when her and Joey first got together. I know you're not talking about
that
your,
all
the
honey
first
was so
round.
Samantha, okay?
Because yeah. I'm like,
so
damn, Samantha. Girl, you haven't had sex in a minute.
No, I did have sex with like two other guys, and it just didn't work out. And then I went to Joe, and then...
How did y'all even end up really for real getting back together? Because it seemed like it was over.
Aw.
Over.
Well, Joe and I, we were on and off for like 3 years, like on and off. Like people didn't know that we were on and off.
Right, because he doesn't believe in being a sucker for your girl and holding hands.
Yeah, no, you know what? On a personal level, I feel like Joe and Kaylin, I feel like y'all been together the whole time. You know, because I'm friends with Joe and I'm friends with you. So, like, we don't speak every day, but I feel like y'all been on and off the whole time.
We were like right after Love and Hip Hop, we were on and off.
Like, yeah,
but then it just like couples therapy really like. Put some closure to our relationship.
So you think that's it? It's the end for y'all?
No.
For right now, yeah.
Not forever.
Girl.
That pause was too long.
Personally, I like Joey and Kaylin together.
No, I say
I like
for
them
now,
together.
Yeah, because right now I'm not in a relationship. I'm not trying to think about being in one. I'm not even thinking about Joe like that. Like, I'm just really in my own space and not consumed with just Joe, because before it was like that.
You could find yourself.
Did you ever think about other guys when you had sex with him or other things?
Yeah, but that has happened with like probably every guy that I've had sex with.
Sheesh.
Interesting.
Like, because you know guys do that all the time. So you think about other guys sometimes when you have sex.
I will kill a nigga if I find out he thinking about somebody else while he's fucking me.
Not like every time, but that has happened to me once before. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that that's like a, like it happens all the time. But
why
no.
does it happen? Does it happen because that moment right then is whack and you have to think
because,
about somebody
like,
else?
I'm a thinker. Like, I think a lot. So it's like, it's hard for me to even focus on like coming because I'm not thinking on coming. I'm thinking on pleasing the other person.
Mm-hmm. So you've never ever came from intercourse
like just penetration. No, just like you give me head, yeah.
But have you came like with intercourse and like stimulation? Like with the dick inside you?
Yeah.
But it's not internal.
It's
a whole different type of outer body experience. Right.
I'm lucky. I come from dick. I come really easily from dick.
Well, I don't
My sister's 35. She's only had like a handful of orgasms through intercourse. I've been.
Does she mind you telling that about her?
She doesn't care. I told her that last time. I was like, Stacey, I was talking about you on lip service. She's like, good.
What about, can you come from anal sex? Kaylin?
Do you do anal, Kaylin?
No, I have a story. Hold on.
Go.
She shitted on somebody's dick.
No.
That's
so
nasty.
One time I was having sex and I was on top of him, right? So I was like, right. I'm like,
hey girl.
Right. So then I got up and then I went down, but the down like dick
wrong
went
hole.
In the wrong hole, and I was like,
yeah, that's the wrong way to get it, girl. That's the wrong way to get
it. In the moment.
No, I'm good. No, no, I'm good. No, no, I'm done. No, because my asshole was bleeding. What the fuck was I going to do? Fucking have some? No,
you went down hard.
Yes, I was riding hard.
Mm. Go ahead, girl. At least you were putting in that work.
Right, girl.
I was putting in the work.
At least.
Thank you
know
for recognizing
me, Will. You know. No, but I understand what you're saying. Like, when you're having sex, you're not really thinking about yourself. You're thinking about putting on a good performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The person that I'm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally
like,
get that.
It's an experience when you have
sex. Like, you look at me, baby. This is a movie.
It says Zuby over here.
Zuby.
Hashtag Zuby.
Yeah, then you forget.
But don't
you
feel like guys are
gonna
come anyway?
Guys just stick it out and they're like, what's up?
A guy is gonna come. It's not very often that you'll have sex with a guy and he doesn't come. Like,
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Right. They're like, when does
if
that
anything,
happen?
They be trying to hold back from not coming quick. Because
hey,
this
Gigi.
Must be so good.
Go ahead, girl.
Girl, you already know.
I feel like I've seen video or something.
You probably did.
I was like, hey, it's Gigi. No, I'm kidding.
I've never seen a video of you having Gigi. Sex, Gigi, just for the record, okay?
What have you been doing on your time off, Gigi?
But you girl. Can send me a video if you want.
I got one in my phone. We was at Summer Jam in the bathroom stall.
Gigi. What?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You could have at least been a powerhouse.
Come on. 105.1, Gigi.
Sorry.
Wait, in the bathroom?
In the bathroom, in a handicap stall. Y'all know he liked to do it in public.
Now, what if a handicapped person needed to use that bathroom? And you're
we were inside of someone's dressing room and they had already left. So nobody was coming back there. We had the whole dressing room to ourselves. So we went in the bathroom. And it was my idea to go in the stall. He just wanted to fuck in the bathroom because he likes fucking in bathrooms.
Okay, so that's a fetish.
That's a fetish.
Where do you think is the craziest place you ever had sex?
I have a good one. Let me tell y'all. I was on I-95 northbound in Miami, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. And we were in a Maserati. And it started out with me giving him head. And then I wanted to fuck. Like the head, you know, the head turned
yes.
I can't suck dick and not want to fuck. Right?
Yeah, that's me, so, girl. Me,
I'm like, but I want, I'm squirming and shit. Like, oh, but I want it. And he's like, but I'm driving. You want me to pull over? I'm like, no, don't pull over. So I got on top of him. And I'm facing the same way he facing, and eventually I took the steering wheel. So like I'm riding him like facing, you know,
and driving,
and his foot is on the pedal, and I'm steering, and that was like the best. It was so great. It was
that sounds
guess
fun,
what?
Girl.
It was so good that I never had sex with him again after because we can't top that.
Yeah,
I don't even want to fuck you no more. We
he's probably
to
like, wow,
him.
Really? So that was that good that we can't never have sex again.
Yes, yes.
No, I think we never had sex tried again. It again.
No, it was
crazy.
Not even.
Maybe y'all could have did it again.
It definitely. We were actually on the way to his house, and it definitely wasn't no need for us to go to his house. So I just had him drop me off after that.
Was Uber around back then?
No, this was years ago.
No Uber.
This was years. This was like before 2010. This was years ago, like 2008.
I'm gonna call an Uber from here.
Taxis are Uber.
No, that's okay.
Uber.
You can go home and take me. You can just go on, take me to the spot. Yeah.
All right. Well, Kaylin, you had a ooh moment. So, where's the craziest place you ever had sex?
A couple, like I had sex in the pool, underwater, giving head.
Hey.
In the back of a shed.
Damn. In the back of a shed.
On top of a house.
Where was there a shed?
On top of the roof. Oh, I've done that.
No, Joey's house. He had a big ass pool.
That's the one.
And a shed. Yeah, nah. I know. Me and Kaylin are friends. I know what she's talking about.
With a fireplace, right?
I know.
Don't like, get in that pool exactly. During a pool party. Okay.
No, but I know. Like, she was, like, they had a big house. Like, you guys had a big house, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can imagine that they were going crazy all over the place.
Yeah, it was definitely everywhere. Like,
it was definitely everywhere. Yeah. All right, so you said in the shed. That was at that same house?
No, the shed was a different person.
I was like, damn, they have a shed?
Before Joe. Way before Joe.
Okay. Stephanie, craziest place you ever had sex?
The craziest place I've ever had sex. I've had sex in the rain, like on a deck in front of the house.
Me too.
In the rain. I think that was
that
like,
was very
that
sexy.
Was probably the most sensual like you know
it's like a music video
like R&B R&B music
like
video.
A Carl Thomas video
exactly like
Ray J What a Wish or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, and I don't think it
summer
was
rain.
Really like a freaky
yeah, summer rain.
And I don't think it was like a really freaky thing. I think it was more like a sensual like we really love each other so
oh,
we're
that's
gonna
cute.
Do this in public in the rain because it's pouring outside and summer, it's hot.
What's something that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
So, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't think that I will ever do this in my life, but it's something that I fantasized about, but I don't think I'll ever do it. Have two guys at once.
Okay.
I don't think I could ever like let myself do that.
Well, Sydney Starr's done it, and she's done it with
I
brothers.
Definitely,
okay?
I definitely, have fantasized it about it. You know, I don't think it would be like so awful to have like you know somebody in my pussy and somebody in my mouth at the same time. But I don't think I could like let myself do that.
But the idea of it turns you on.
The idea of it, yeah, for the self respect, like okay, you ain't gonna slut me out. Like,
is that a train? Is that a train or is that just a threesome?
No, I think that's a mixture of a train and a threesome. That's why I couldn't involve myself in that, but I've fantasized about it. I've thought like I think I would enjoy that, but I think there's other ways around.
But what
it.
Makes you
like,
not?
Maybe I could use a dildo. And
but if you think you would enjoy it, what stops you from doing it?
I just couldn't. I don't think I'd ever find two men that would still respect me afterwards.
But at that point, who would probably
so
care?
I couldn't. That's the only thing that I haven't done, and I think I will not ever do is have two guys at the same time.
I don't know.
I've never
yeah,
done
I
it.
Yeah, I can agree and say that I haven't done that.
You know
I don't
what
think
I mean?
I'll do it.
I've never had.
But does that turn you on?
But do you want to?
No,
I think it's sexy. Like I've thought.
I like
about
to watch it. We had this conversation. I like to watch bitches get gang banged all the time.
I like watch. I like my favorite
mob calling bitch triple threat. I want to see all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my favorite porn is to like watch a girl get totally trashed.
Yes. People like to watch porn of things that they would never do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I've never done that. I don't think I ever will. But I think
like,
it's
it was like
sexy
one chick and it's like. 12-20
dudes. Okay, no, that's
not. My favorite porn right now, it's on whatever the site is.
I'll pull that shit up right now.
No, and it's this cheerleader, and she's getting fucked by a bunch of football players. It's this white girl, and she's getting fucked
Kayla's
by
like, I
all
know
these
that
big
one.
Black dicks.
Yes.
And I think
I like
it's
that.
So good. And they
I think I might need you to send me that link.
And then I'm going to send it to you. I swear to God, this is my favorite porn right now. I've been watching it for like 2 weeks.
And now in your fantasy, right, would both guys come on you at the same time?
No, in my fantasy, they would be like respectful and come and then let me take a shower and then let the other one come. But that's boring.
So the
right?
other guy's supposed to wait for you to take a shower and come back?
Exactly. That's why it could never work.
You need wet wipes.
Wet wipes. Baby. And they got some new ones.
Now, Kaylin, what's something that you haven't done that you fantasize about doing?
Oh, to be honest, like, I don't know. Like, that's not even something that I've probably, like, even thought about. Like
if you were like, damn, I always wanted to try this, but I haven't done it yet.
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I feel like I've been experienced for my
You should
want to
have an orgasm
age,
from penetration.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that too, but, I mean, other than that, like, that's on the guys. Like,
I'm
the
trying secret, to figure out something for you.
Like, thank you. If you find out something, let me know.
No, but the secret
I need, like, a manual.
The secret for a woman to come from sexual intercourse, you have to find a man with the right penis that hits your mm-hmm. G-spot.
So how do you find
and
the right penis?
You never going to know. You got to keep trying bunch. Them out. Exactly. You got to keep trying them out.
The stroke in your throwback.
Y'all, I ain't trying to be out here.
Exactly.
Like,
I feel you, girl. I feel you.
Next. Nope, that one didn't work.
Listen. Next thing you know,
you have to find
key to the internal orgasm is rhythm. Like, his stroke rhythm. And your throwback has to be on the same accord.
And it has to be like hitting
your
that
throwback
spot.
And his stroke. You got to find that one spot, that one rhythm. And,
yeah, that
and
tickle. You gotta that's in, the, you got to yeah, find that tickle. That and keep one, hitting that tickle.
Yep, I do that, happened. But I think too much.
I think it's also about the position and the angle that you have too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I noticed that when
it's easier to come if you're on top.
Or if my hips is up high, then like if a guy lifts me up like that. Mm-hmm. Then that's the way for
he's
me
in
to
that
come.
Angle.
I don't know. I think maybe mine is really sensitive because I've been from like it only took me like 3 tries in sex after I lost my virginity to have an orgasm.
Oh no, I didn't have one for a long time.
You knew what you were doing.
I had to learn how to fuck first.
I think my mother because I'm an adult now, so I can have these conversations
yes,
with my mother. You know, I have these conversations with my mother, and she tells me that she, you know, she comes really easy from intercourse. My sister, on the other hand, does not.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
like
I think I like got the pussy from my mom in the jeans.
She get it from a mama. Thanks, mama, for this pussy.
Thank you, mommy.
Thank you for the pussy.
I think I get it from my mom too.
Yeah,
I think I get it from my mom.
My mom and I have never had this discussion.
No, me and my mom is crazy. We talk about crazy things. Mm. That's kind of awkward. Is that weird?
No, I think that's good. I think
my mother was a young mother though. My mother had me when she was 20.
Okay,
so yeah, my mom was a young mom.
So your mom is what?
My mom is what? I'm 21, so
she's 41.
Stephanie, come on, man.
Now, are there people that you've had sex with that you don't count? That you're like, well, he don't count.
A lot of times, if it's with a condom, it doesn't really count.
If I didn't come, it didn't count.
Wait, hold up. She said.
If I didn't come, it didn't count.
If it ain't with a condom, it don't count.
Listen.
So Kaylin's a virgin.
If I didn't come, right. If I don't come, it don't count. If I hate you, it don't count. Listen,
I hate you.
I will Men in Black. You know the Men in Black.
The
I will
the
Men in Black a nigga out my life. I will forget that it ever happened.
I'll erase that from my memory. Right.
You ain't even see this pussy, nigga. What you talking about? Yeah.
It's like eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
And I, you know, I feel like if it was one time and it was with a condom, you don't really have to, you know.
So if you have sex with a condom, it doesn't count?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, shit, I'm a motherfucking virgin. Shit.
No, I've only had sex with a handful of guys, raw sex. Mm-hmm. And those are the guys that I've been the most intimate with. You know what I mean? Like I was in a relationship for a long time, and then I was single I've been single for a little bit of time, and now, you know, I've been in this relationship that I'm in now, and you know, I've only had sex with like maybe 4 guys raw.
Did you ever go on a fucking spree?
No, I mean, the most nastiest I've ever been was when I was in a relationship.
But I went through that one early.
You went through a fucking
spree early?
When you were 19. So what's a fucking spree?
A fucking spree. Like after my first, you know, ex did me wrong, I was just like,
you just go
fuck
off.
You, and I was just going off.
I'm gonna fuck everybody and do all y'all wrong.
Fuck you and fuck everybody else. No, just kidding. But no, I was talked to a guy, and then like would have sex with him. If it didn't work, then I would go on to
somebody else. That didn't work, have sex with somebody else.
On to the next one.
Oh, that's when I was stupid. That's
what you're supposed to do. Actually,
you need to experience your life.
What you are supposed to do is, a lot of women do this, right? Is if you have sex with somebody once, you can keep going back to them and having sex over and over, because then it doesn't count as more people.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
a lot
that,
of women do
right?
that. They'll be like, I had sex with you 8 years ago. I can come back
and
do it again because it don't really matter. Because
we've been adding another number. It's not body count.
Adding another number on the count.
Yeah. I got one girl that I'm like, I could go back to you.
Yeah.
Listen, every girl has that one guy that they was with a long time ago that when they know they need sex, they can call him.
I got him right here on the phone.
Hey, boo. Mm-hmm. And every guy tells every girl they've ever fucked this, you know, we always going to be able to fuck no matter what's going
on. No matter what.
I don't care if you're married, if I'm married, what we have going on in life, we always going to have this.
That's every guy's line. I don't want to have kids or be married because of shit like that. Motherfuckers ain't loyal for real. Like, that's exactly why. Like,
how many times has a guy said that to you? Listen, I don't care what's going on. We always going to be connected. We always going to be able. Guys, but don't tell you that.
I've only been into relationships. Mm-hmm. It's only been my ex in high school and Joe. That's it.
You gotta live a little.
I'm trying. No, but she got these time. These motherfuckers out here. What am I gonna do? I can't waste my body like that.
Yeah, you can.
Have you dated any other celebrities?
Yeah,
you have.
You dated Stacey Gemini for a second.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah, what happened with that? He was so in when we interviewed. Like,
I remember that shit
pissed me the fuck off because he had implied that I had cheated on him, and I texted him like, yo, what are you talking about? He's like, no, that's for my baby mom. So I'm like,
what
are you fucking talking about? You and I just broke up a week ago, so how are you saying that that's for your baby moms? Like, I didn't understand that. So, you know,
were you guys serious?
It wasn't serious like that, but it was like,
because you and Joe were serious.
I was investing my words and, you know, my
it could have been serious.
It could have been serious, mm-hmm. but he was just like, you know, just too controlling for me. Like, I was just too controlling for me. Like, trying to tell me what to wear and shit. And I'm just like, fuck out of here. Like, you're not about to do that.
Cause he seemed like he was really into you because he was like willing it into existence. And then you guys were dating, and then I was like, damn, what's a kid?
Yeah, that guy was on you. I remember. Sage. He was all on you. I remember that.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I broke my celibacy with him, and I was like, fuck, why the fuck did I do that?
Why did I waste my celibacy?
Was it good? Was it worth it? Was the sex worth it?
I mean, like, I'm not even going to go into that because that's just too personal, and I just don't want to even do that.
And he's in a relationship right now.
So I'm just going to respect
Jordan
him.
Jordan Sparks.
Oh! I'm so not up on my fucking
pop culture.
Jesus Christ.
No, but it was just like, you know.
It just didn't work for you.
It just didn't work for me. Like, I know I'm not the girl for him. Like, Jordan Sparks is probably the girl for him. Mm-hmm. She's more conservative than I am.
Do you feel like that's when he needs a conservative girl?
Yeah, he needs a conservative bitch because I ain't the one.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's right, girl. High five. So what kind of guy do you feel like you need?
To be honest, I'm 23 and I'm just trying to figure this shit out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm still going through it. Like,
so whoever you date, are you going to have sex with other women too? Are you willing to do that? Bring other women in the bedroom? Do you need that?
Probably not bring it into my relationship. Like, I learned a lot of things from my last relationship that I probably, you know, in my last relationship, I put up with a lot of things that normal chicks probably wouldn't put up with in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just feel like I was just at the time just like going with the flow, and then like going with the flow just kind of
ended up being a bad idea.
Right. So I'm definitely not going with the flow anymore, and definitely like having some boundaries.
So what are the new rules for Kaylin?
To be honest, like, you got self-respect is just one. You got to respect me as a person, respect me, like equality, like, I can't be like here and you're here. Like, it has to be like here.
Balance.
No, and even because when you're saying self-respect, a lot of times these guys don't respect themselves enough to respect a woman.
Yeah, like it's hard. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. So it's like equality. You have to have faith. Very family oriented. Like, just cool, chill. Like,
so you need somebody.
You have to be like involved in the same things that I'm in. Like, I like to paint. Like to dance, like I just want to have.
So you want a guy that paints and dances?
I mean, if that's kind of like whatever. I mean, to be honest, that's the kind of things that I'm into. So if you're not into that, then it's like then I don't have nothing in common with you. I can't just continue to date fucking rap artists. Like, that's not nothing. Like,
did Joe ever be like, "Can you teach me how to dance"?
No.
I need to learn some moves.
He's definitely not the dancer.
Is Joe a dancer? Does he dance for you?
We've danced together.
Please don't tell me he was twerking.
No,
I don't. I'm friends with Joe too. Like, I don't see Joe twerking. I have never seen Joe dancing like, my whole life. Yeah, I've seen
the two steps.
Like the two steps.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's not.
I'm sad that you and Joey can't work it out.
Yeah, me too, but that's just life, so you just gotta move on.
Fine, I'll
She's
move
like,
on,
leave it alone. Whatever. It didn't work out. Watch a couple's therapy.
Trust me, I feel the same way you do, but I can't do shit about it. Like, it's just, it is what
But it
is.
Did open you up to a whole new world, you have to admit. Like,
oh, of course, definitely. I'm super, like, grateful.
She's so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
am I better like that?
I'm super grateful.
Thanks, Boo.
No, but yeah. Just grateful.
I feel like we learned a lot about Kaylin today.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I learned.
What'd you learn, Nidge?
I learned you've never squared it, but you feel like it's right there, like there's a pulse.
It's coming.
That yes. you're holding back on and you need to let it go. I found out that during sex, you have thought about different guys and the guy that you've been with.
Oh.
No.
And that you've never had an internal orgasm.
Yeah.
I wish that on you.
So many
I hope that happens for you.
You can, girl. Yeah. You will have an internal orgasm. Yeah.
God pray for me.
We're
going
to pray for you. We've learned that you are starting to allow people to come on your back now.
Definitely put that out there. You are able to come on my back now, guys.
It's okay. She doesn't mind.
I don't mind
Me
anymore.
And G want it in our mouths, in on our face, or in
no,
our
what I had in my mouth one time. I'm not going to lie.
Only one time?
Did you swallow it?
Like, well, no, I didn't swallow it. Oh.
You got to put it in the back of your throat.
So then that way when it comes out, it goes straight down and you never even have to taste it.
And you never taste it.
She looks terrified, this look on her face.
It's so nice.
It's great.
But you got to train your throat.
And they love it.
You got to train your throat.
I'm 23.
Listen.
No. You got to train your throat.
When you are sucking dick and the guy comes and he pulls his dick out of your mouth and there is no cum in sight, he fucking loves that shit.
He is in
Make the babies disappear. Yeah. He'll love you forever.
No, I did that before.
Or at least, I asked you, did you swallow? You said no.
But ladies, don't be ahead of yourself.
No, I meant swallow.
No, I didn't swallow. I just sucked it in and sucked it right back out.
You spit it out?
Yes. No. I'm gonna put it back in.
Girl, but
you
gotta
suck it in and suck it down and get it.
We're teaching Kaylin how to swallow.
No, and your throat. You have to train your throat. Like you have to train your throat. Like it.
The relax,
you know,
so you don't gag.
And, it stretches.
The next guy that I'm with is gonna I'm gonna need like a manual. Like I'm gonna need to come back here and like gain.
No,
some.
And I'm telling you, the best way to get it right, to suck a dick the right way, is to be in a relationship and be comfortable with
and
that
love
dick.
It.
Yeah,
love the dick.
I'm not,
do you at least do you suck balls?
Yeah,
I'll do that. Yes.
Okay.
She's definitely the ball girl.
Is good and bad. She has to be.
I'm definitely good and bad. But I'm just saying.
Like, I don't think Kayla's a square.
I'm not. Like, I've had my experience.
She's
just
still
acting shy, but I do know.
She's like, I'm good at what I do.
And yeah, without trying to say it.
Right. You, like, the things that I do, I'm great at. I feel you on
Have
that.
Have you been media trained?
Why do you say that?
Why are you asking me that, Stephanie?
Why are you asking me that,
Stephanie? it's okay. She wants to save a little something for next time. What we should have did was give her some shots or something like that.
Let's take a shot.
I'm down.
Yay!
Let's take a shot. I'm supposed to be sober. Whatever.
No, Kaylin's sober. She hasn't had a drink all night.
No, that's lies. Come on.
Lies. Come on. I was trying to make you look good.
It's very important.
It's going to be dark, right?
No, we only have vodka. She can't do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, let's do shots, guys.
She's a trooper.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a shot on the air.
Where's y'all's?
She's getting it right now. I was just drinking some of this at the same
time. Please, we're drinking FM Vodka, 50 Cent
Shout
vodka.
Shout out to 50.
I never take shots of vodka. It ruins my whole life. Tomorrow I'm gonna wake up and hate everybody.
Like that with tequila.
I'm gonna tell you what the problem is.
I love tequila. You know,
with Stephanie is that she's gonna do this shot and then she's gonna be outside arguing with her boyfriend for the rest of the night on the phone.
No, me and my boyfriend broke
every
up.
Time.
Okay. Me and my boyfriend are broken up right now.
You're gonna
end
up calling him or texting him after.
Y'all broke up today. Y'all be back tomorrow.
We broke up yesterday, G.
That's the worst when you have to.
So you'll be back tonight. When you leave here, y'all gonna make up.
They break up every day.
No, we do. Like, I'm in a relationship with a person who is at the same, like, crazy mentality level as I am. Like, we're both psychopaths, so we find things to argue about for no reason.
Every time I'm with Stephanie, she is arguing and on the phone.
No, and me and Ange, we spend time, we spend time together outside of lip service, and I'm always like, hey, Ange, you know, me and my boyfriend break up every day.
And then if I walk away for a second, she's on the phone yelling
like, what?
I'm telling you,
I've been in the mental hospital and everything, man. That's
why you smoke, right?
You know.
I know that's why.
We couldn't even find.
Stop smoking weed for a while. Remember when you were with John?
Thank you for remembering that.
Yeah, and I'm like, these are both my friends. They both stopped smoking weed, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with y'all now?
She said I stopped smoking weed. It's okay.
No, both of y'all.
We both
remember?
Stopped smoking weed.
You and Joe.
What is for a while, though?
No, it was like for like a year.
What made you decide to stop smoking weed? Something must have happened.
Nah, they were going through their things.
Joe was going through his old shit, so then that's why I stopped smoking.
Yeah, that was when they were doing the love and hip hop.
And
Joey was a fake drug addict at the time. I don't think Joe Budden is a drug addict.
Huh?
I don't think Joe Budden is a drug addict.
Huh?
Shot.
Taylor thinks
that he has a shot. Let's do our shot. Where's my shot? Okay, right that's to me.
She knows it better than I do. Kaylin knows Joey better than I do.
That's why I'm saying,
Exactly.
The fuck?
Because she
Girl,
knows
you gotta
that she...
Google what a drug addict is.
See, but you know, like they both stopped smoking weed, and I'm like, why? Like, what's
but
wrong?
But an addict is an addict. Like, an addict could be
addicted to anything.
Addicted to freaking drinking.
I thought that Joe doesn't drink, do nothing because he used to be an addict when he was younger.
Joe doesn't drink. He doesn't drink.
No, Joey does not drink.
He doesn't smoke weed now. He doesn't do anything now. He just
no. But when I first started hanging out with Joe, like everybody thinks I have to clear this up. This is important. Like everybody thinks that I've had sex with Joey.
Everybody thinks that, right?
Even Kaylin thinks it. You think it, Kaylin?
No,
Kaylin knows me.
She said,
"Yeah, Kaylin knows Joe. Like Kaylin knows her man. So you know, you and I both know that I've never been with Joey.
He was my man. Can I? Say?
But you know the nigga. You know the nigga.
I know him.
Like he. And I have been friends. You know, like we've been cool. Like we kick it and we'll talk on the phone, we'll hang out. Like Joey's my friend. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks that we've had sex.
Because people don't understand that a man and a woman can be just platonic friends and never have a sexual relationship. Especially when they're close friends.
And I can't, you know, I've known Joey through different relationships. You know, he was with Yaris before you.
Mm-hmm. You're friends with her too.
He was with a couple of people before me.
I know Kaylin a little more than I know Yaris. Mm-hmm. You know, like me and Kaylin, we don't speak all the time. We barely speak ever. But
really connected.
And, I've been.
Did you guys have sex with each other?
No. Joey, like that's another thing. A big rumor with Kaylin and Joe was that they used to like switch
up
on girls.
That was like the huge rumor. Like they would just like to fuck every single female. Like we would go to strip clubs and specifically.
And it was really just people chilling.
It really wasn't that because we've only really had like one threesome and that's it.
You guys only had one threesome?
Yeah. Exactly. You see, it's shocking.
It's shocking.
By the way, Kaylin said she would have sex with you.
Oh, she knows that. But Kaylin knows
I love her.
But
you've been on that from a long
time
ago.
I love Kaylin so much. No.
Would you have sex with Kaylin?
I would have sex with Kaylin before I had sex with any of these other dirty bitches out here. If Jesus came down and said, hey, you have to have sex with a girl, who you want it to be?
You're making a crazy hypothetical situation, okay?
No, but I don't like girls. I don't fuck with girls because I really enjoy dick. I think dick is amazing.
Dick is a wonderful thing.
Dick is so amazing. But, you know, Kaylin, please, if I was having sex with girls... Kaylin would be my type. Angela Yee would be my type. And Gigi McGuire would be my type. For sure. Because these are all beautiful women. I know girls that like do threesomes with their man and they're just like picking up girls from the strip club. And these bitches are disgusting.
But they do say you shouldn't have threesomes with girls that you're cool with.
Yeah.
They do
but
say
I
that.
But I have.
And how was that for you?
Is that
it
a good idea or a bad
idea?
It
wasn't awkward. I just said, listen, you know, like.
You just got to make sure the bitch isn't trying to like. Come in after you.
I've had a threesome with a married couple before.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
They kind of tricked me into it, actually, because I was working in Barbados. No, they really did. And then we came home, like, just drunk as fuck. And
that's usually how it happens.
About to go in my bed, and he's like, "Oh no, someone was he said the girl's name. He's like, "Someone wants to talk to you." I was like, "Okay, cool." So I go into the room like a bitch, butt ass naked, spread eagle. Like,
was she attractive?
Bam! I was like, "Hell yeah!" Okay. But she was like older. She was like, at the time, she was like fucking 40.
Mm-hmm. But she was still hot.
Yeah, let's go. Come on, let's do it. And then we just all did it. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, we're not going to speak about this again.
See, Kayla, she's trying to act innocent, but she's had her rounds.
Because it's secret society. All we ask is trust.
I'm not innocent, but I do know that I fucked around. I did my shit. I'm not going
to
lie.
So you think if you had to tell somebody that was going to have a threesome, another woman out there, would you say have a threesome with somebody you don't really know or have a threesome with a friend?
With someone you don't know.
Yeah.
What's your advice, Gigi?
Because I agree.
You don't know.
I like to have threesomes. I like to go to islands and pick out girls from the island and just
come on. But Gigi, you gotta be careful.
No, see, yeah, I keep it all the way safe. I don't indulge in that way. I let him have the fun, condoms and all that. You know, I might touch and rub, but I'm not putting my mouth on a foreign bitch.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
not putting Come my on, mouth girl. On a foreign bitch.
No, but he can fuck all he wants. Well, I watch. I'll engage.
Not me. I'll
eat my pussy, but I'm not putting my mouth on a foreign bitch.
I think that my man needs to have a lot of stamina to handle me. Like, I'm not bringing another bitch into this situation because you can barely fucking make me come.
Oh. All right, well, shout out to your man for being able
to
barely...
my man at the time, like, he can go like for an hour, and I really appreciate it.
All right, well, let's do our shot.
Yeah, let's do our shot because everybody's tired of me talking about
first
my boyfriend.
Of all,
and I really appreciate it.
Cheers. Hold on, I'm gonna make a toast. Here's a toast to Stephanie and her ex.
Which
to
one?
Kaylin and couples therapy.
Help Amen. Shout out to all our exes. Shout out to Gigi and
to
her
Gigi
man.
And her foreign mouth.
Oh no!
Really.
All right, not bad. Kaylin, not bad.
Terrible. Meanwhile, while we're talking about breakups and makeups, I'll be leaving lip service to go have a little night of
All right, now let's talk about this, Gigi.
With my
Wait, yeah, let's
FBSB.
Talk about this, Gigi.
Because when we first started lip service, Gigi was in a relationship. Like, then she wasn't.
Then she broke up.
And she was in here damn near about to cry talking about it. And now...
Oh, my God, really?
And then I see you on Instagram posting pictures of silhouettes holding hands and shit.
Oh, really, Gigi? Really?
Oh, the picture of us from the back?
The silhouette of y'all holding hands. So now, what is the common ground that you have reached with your...
We still love each other. Mm-hmm. And we want to be together. We just have to figure out how.
So what's the issue?
I don't know what's...
He's a hoe. And I work at the strip club.
Okay.
So I manage a strip club. No, and but he that, hates what, the fact that
the
I manage
problem?
A strip club.
Is it that he's sleeping around or is it that you don't want to park your boots?
No, I've parked. I've up in
well, if your man tells you, hey, let's make everything right. Stop working at the strip club. Would you do it? Gigi is not a stripper. She's a manager.
She manages
at a strip club.
But he didn't want you in
Grand,
a strip club.
He doesn't want me. He doesn't want me in the strip club parking lot. Okay.
No man wants their woman in the
he
strip club,
not
no matter what the position it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. That
so
I'm not a
now
dancer.
Stephanie's
I'm
question:
still in
if
the strip
he told
club.
You,
if
no
he told
more
you,
strip club, let's get it right.
Let's just chill.
Then
get
he's
tight.
Then he's changing my name.
Then y'all got to get married.
Yeah.
But y'all haven't gotten married.
No.
How many years have y'all been together?
5.
Oh, girl, yeah, I agree with you. Like, get out of here. Let's get married. If we get married, then and I'll give up everything.
Uh-oh,
if
go not, ahead, Kaylin.
No.
I just want to let y'all know that I'm fucked up right now.
She said, fuck all this marriage shit. I'm 23.
Nah. Right, I'm 23. It's like this. We play house. I up and moved my life from Atlanta to New York to be with him. I closed down my business. I moved my child. I uprooted my everything and put it into his hands. And I felt like
you
he betrayed
it into this relationship.
And I felt like he betrayed me. So now I moved out and I moved away to another city. And it took the day that I packed up a truck and had a truck packed up with all my shit in our driveway that we were able to make up.
So what did he do?
Are y'all still living together?
No, I still live in Philly.
You live alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do to you to make you do all that?
Don't look
just
at me.
Just say what he did and not the whole detail.
He was just untrue to our commitment.
He was cheating.
He was unfaithful.
But you know what? At the end of the day, all the girls your man was fucking with, you're the one who got wifed up. So eat your heart out, bitches.
That's true. And I still have, you know, what we have. I don't live in the house anymore, but my daughter still lives there.
It doesn't matter.
You know, we still have what we... We still have something. We just are working it out because
it's just really weird now. You up and moved.
What we do know is that we're in love.
Yeah, I did.
She did the same thing. She up and moved, picked up.
Yeah, Kaylin was living with Joey.
I did. I was actually living with my best friend, Carol. We were, I got evicted from my
house. You never got evicted.
Who the fuck?
Yeah, she's like, yes, I did.
Bitch,
100.
This ain't old news. People know this shit. Really? I was evicted in my house. My mom got evicted.
What, in Florida?
Yeah, I was living with my mom.
Oh, that's a different level of life.
I'm trying to tell you what the motherfucking story is. Always interrupting
somebody. Stephanie, come on.
I'm sorry,
stripping and doing Zumba at the same time. And I was living in this bitch's car, okay? And I was living with her. And yeah, it was a struggle too. Yeah, I forgot the correlation.
So then Joey said, come live with me?
No, actually, I got invited to the pool party by a friend of a friend. And I went to the pool party. Joe and I probably spoke like maybe 5 minutes at the pool party. And then that was it. And then
she ended up living with the nigga.
He hit me up like, yo, come here. You got an interview to do with XXL. I'm like, oh, what is that? Okay, cool. So
he set up an interview with XXL?
Yeah, and I'm like, he
set up the trap.
It was a phoner, so
a trap.
I could have actually just been in Miami and did the phoner interview. Right?
It
but
was
I'm
a
just
trap.
Like, you
got caught up in a trap.
So like, I ended up saying like 3 times and I just stayed. Like,
no, Joey was living with Kaylin. You guys were living together for like a year.
Yeah, we were living both together. Mm-hmm. For a minute, yeah.
The pool party that changed your life.
Yeah.
I was at that pool party.
That pool party, you were. Everybody.
That's the first day I met you. The first time I met you was
the
same
mohawk.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We had a good time.
We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I had a great time with everybody.
And no
honestly.
Lie. No lie. Like 2 weeks later, I swear this bitch was living with Joe after
I
that.
I was.
It was cute. It was really cute.
She said it was cute.
It was really cute.
So then what happened with your mom and her eviction?
We do what we always do when that time comes. Like, we just get another place and just rent it out. Like, mm-hmm. That's all you can do is just, like, after that type of situation, you just got to move on to the next. And that's how my life has always been, is just move on to the next. Like, it's always been, like, eviction or like, moving to a different place. Like, not staying in a home for more than, like, 2 years or 3 years. Like, it's always been a constant struggle, so...
But now you feel good and secure, because you
right now, like, I'm able to just, like, take care of myself and my family. Like, I'm good.
Well, that's
good. A good feeling,
that
isn't it?
That is a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a good feeling to be able to be okay and to be able to survive and not
like,
have to depend
like,
on other people.
It's a big stress relief. Like,
to be able to help your family and,
you know, to be able to be good. You know, but it's still a grind. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, everything is, like, super paid for. No, like, it's still a grind. Like,
you still
got
to work.
I only got 15 minutes of fame, like, on, you know, and I'm still trying to make it work.
But you're getting your money. You
take
care of things.
And then I got, you know, another chance. So it's another reason to stretch my money. So
but what's the long-term plan, then?
My long-term plan? Like, to be honest, I really don't know. Like, I'm still 23 and I'm still trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I feel like my brain goes one place and then it goes another place and then it goes another place and I just can't figure out where I'm going to go. So I just focus on everything that I'm doing. Like, I try to at least, but really, I don't know. I feel like I'm an artist in everything. Like, I paint, I sing, I'm in doing piano classes, starting back acting classes. Mm-hmm. And just everything. I went to performing arts middle school and high school. I had an audition to get in. So,
yeah, me too.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you know what it is. And, you know, that's what a lot of people don't know about me.
Right.
You know, they just think like, oh, you're a reality person, like just trying to be a star and just trying to get into music and artistry.
And it's like,
and
no,
I'm
bitch,
like,
I actually have talent.
No, I actually have talent.
Mm-hmm. No, Kaylin actually, you know what I admire you for is that you are a painter, and that's thanks. Amazing.
Thanks.
I think
it's amazing
artist.
To be in great shape and do Zumba.
And her body is amazing.
Actually, you could be a real moneymaker just for that alone, because as far as choreography, as far as having fun and getting people to get in shape and get
moving.
But
you are doing good
fit,
with that.
I'm actually coming out with a DVD. I'm making a DVD, and I'm really just trying to brand it like the best I can. And I'm excited for
it. No, I even want to join your twerk out.
I'm so excited. You should definitely come.
She can teach me how to move my pussy a little more.
I got to move for that. I got to move.
Yeah, I know she got the pussy move.
I got the pussy move.
I like my pussy to be stationary, personally.
Girl, boy, you better move that thing.
Pussy moving around.
Listen, baby, I'm going to need you to move that thing. And if you ain't trying to move that thing, at least do this Kegel. At least squeeze and release that thing while the dick is up in you if you ain't trying to move it.
The most important thing I say for women, learn how to do a Kegel, a good Kegel. Learn how to do the Kegel on the dick.
Mm-hmm.
When he pulls the dick out,
squeeze it. So when he go back in,
he's going to be in heaven. I promise.
Okay. Yes,
learn your Kegel. Learn your Kegel.
I will do that.
Just squeeze and stay squeezed the whole time.
Squeeze it like right now. Me and Gigi
Stephanie's coming out with it
right now.
A Kegel DVD workout.
Listen,
sounds
as
great.
As soon as you said it, I squeezed.
As soon as we started talking about it, me and G was on a Kegel. I promise.
Well, listen, Kaylin, we so much appreciate you for coming
through so much, and coming by
lip service. You know, so when does couples therapy start so people could watch?
To be honest, I really don't know. Supposedly, I'm here in October. They give you different days. I'm watching.
I already feel like I know how it ends.
But it's really going to be like a crazy season because you guys are really going to understand like why I've done the things that I've done, why I was, you know, like why I did everything that I did.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I'm happy that y'all
like,
got on
because you're really
going to
get into like my childhood, and my childhood really stems into my relationship with Joe, and that's what I found out about me.
So you found out a lot of things about yourself.
Yeah, I thought I knew myself, you know, prior to the show, but then like coming on to the show, I was like, damn, like
it was an eye opener.
Yeah, it was definitely an eye opener. And then I was like, damn, like, you know, this is why I made the decisions that I made.
But isn't it amazing to learn about yourself?
No, it definitely is. Like mm-hmm. I was just like,
yeah.
Who else is on this season of Couples Therapy?
It's a couple people. I think they announced it already. It's like Janice Dickinson, her husband, Big Ange.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, Scott from Creed, with arms wide open.
Scott Stacks.
He's on there.
I'm still most interested in you and Joe. I'm gonna be all up in your business. No, let me tell you, I couldn't watch Love and Hip Hop New York because I felt like I was all up in my friends' business,
mm-hmm.
especially when the Tahiri thing was going on. I was like, so I couldn't watch the shit, but I'm going to be all up in your business.
Go ahead, because it's like, you're actually going to see why, like, I'm crazy.
I think couples therapy is better than Love and Hip Hop.
It's more real. You really can't reenact anything. Like, you really can't.
It's really emotional.
Joe and Kaylin. Not as a show completely, but for Joe and Kaylin, I think couples therapy is going to show.
Like, when I'm telling you guys, I'm probably going to cry. Like, you guys probably will cry.
I mean, I know you are.
You think I'm going to cry?
I was crying since I first got there. Mind you, I had my period the fucking first 2 weeks.
The whole time.
So.
You had your period for 2 weeks?
What the? Yes, bitch.
She was all birth control. She was all fucked up.
What? Bitch was emotional as fuck.
That's why y'all ain't having sex. I was wondering why y'all didn't have sex.
We've had sex with the period. We can have sex with the period.
Run the red lights.
They sound Spanish. Y'all sound Puerto Rican.
I just want to say, this is the same excuse Stephanie used on vacation when she didn't want to have sex.
No.
She said she was on her
put
period.
Put the towel down, yes. Turn the lights off.
No, my worst vacation.
Towards the end, I wasn't on my period, so I could have had sex with him, but I didn't. So let me make that shit clear.
Amen to Jesus. No, but the worst vacation I've ever been on, I was with a guy. He was like, I liked him a little bit. And the first time we had sex, his sex style it just didn't fit for me.
Well, what kind of style is that?
No, his sex style was awkward. Like, he kept trying to eat my ass.
What's wrong with that? Like,
nigga.
What's wrong with that?
No, eating my ass doesn't make me come. I want to come. I'm all about, listen to me, I don't like having sex with a guy if I don't come. That's it. That's just what it is. If I'm having sex, if I'm having sexual intercourse with a guy and I know that that dick isn't going to make me come, I'll start playing with myself to make myself
that dick isn't going
to
make me come.
Because there is not ever a time. After a while,
you
know it's not going to happen.
And then you want to make sure you bust your nut before he busts a nut, because once he busts a nut, it's over.
No, and there's not ever a time.
You have an attitude.
Let me tell you, baby.
Listen to me.
It's been plenty of times where I rub one out right in a nigga's face. Like, you didn't finish? Let me finish this on my own.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, there's not ever a time. No, and I'm going to tell you, there's not ever a time that I bust my legs open to have sex that I feel like I'm not going to come. I'm going to come every single time I have sex. Sometimes I'll come before the guy, straight up.
Because I'm not rub this in Kaylin's face, because you know she don't come from
this. If I don't come.
I'm external. I don't know.
You can have an external orgasm, or you can have this guy.
No, even when the dick is whack, I'm still going to come. He can come, and I'm going to make
yourself come.
Exactly. He can come, and then I'm going to make myself come afterwards.
It's been time when a nigga got up and went to the bathroom, and I laid in the bed and made myself come. I'm going to get mine.
I'm doing it right in front of the nigga.
I'll do it in his face. I'll do it while he washing his balls, but one way or another, I'm going to get mine.
You got a Superman girlfriend.
Watch me. You.
You. No, I'm dead serious.
Well,
where's this the bathroom? I gotta pee.
On that note, yeah.
Come on, Kaylin.
Kaylin, go to the bathroom. We are done. It's lip service. Kaylin Garcia, thank you so much for coming through.
Yes.
Thank you, Kaylin. I love you, girl. Make yourself come, ladies. Don't let a nigga fuck you without coming.
Let her go to the bathroom. Go.